40 days with Jesus journey. Luke chapter 24 and verses 17 to 21. This is the time when Jesus came and walked with these two disciples, one of whom we know in verse 18 is called Cleopas, and asked them why they were looking so downhearted, downcast, disappointed, frustrated, gloomy. One of them said, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that had happened there in these days?" What an ironic question when the person that they're walking with is actually the one who went through it all. Of course, Jesus knew, but he still didn't reveal himself in that moment, but simply, like Jesus usually does, asked them a question back. What things? It's good for us to think through that, the answer to that question, for us to begin to articulate what it is that we know, what it is we've seen, what it is we've heard, what we've experienced. And so these two begin to recount what has happened. And their disappointment is clear. They feel this is the end of all their hopes and their dreams. All that they invested in Jesus, they think now has come crashing down. Maybe it's fear that's driven them away from Jerusalem. Maybe it's just the thought we've got to get back to normal, and they're disappointed that their life hasn't gone on to experience the joy of what they thought was coming. Maybe it's just that they thought that Jesus was going to do it a different way, that he was going to come and overthrow the Roman occupiers. But of course, after the death of Jesus and putting in the tomb, the Romans were still in charge. Nothing seemed to have changed. Their hopes had been dashed. They were disappointed. I'm sure you've had disappointments in your life, as I have. It's been things that we've hoped for, dreamed for, and then all of a sudden there's a door that closes and nothing seems to happen after it. But of course, it's still true, and this is, I think, what we need to understand again today, that Jesus is still there with us in that sense of disappointment, and he wants to help us to see beyond our current situation to the truth of what it is that he has in store for us. In verse 21, the Cleopas articulates, "We had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel," because they saw it in a different light, that they thought it was the end. But of course, God had other purposes, other ways of redeeming Israel and redeeming his world. It wasn't quite how they thought it should happen, but the way of the cross, the way of resurrection, was how God was working out his purposes in this time. So if you're stuck in a place of disappointment, or you're reflecting back on things that have happened in your life that have been disappointing, I wonder if you've seen that God had worked out his purposes in a different way. If now, looking back, you've seen that the path you thought was the right path actually was not the best path for you, because something better has come. Or maybe you're living in that place of disappointment now and you're not sure as to what the next step is. Well, perhaps it's time for you just to allow God to walk with you and to show you what that next step is. Because his plans are good for you. His plans and purposes are good and pleasing and perfect. And maybe today you need to just continue, just to hold on to him and to continue this journey wherever it is you're going. We face disappointment in this time, of course. Many different things that we took for granted have not been able to happen. But I believe that God's purposes will be worked out if we will just continue to trust him and continue to hope in him. So today, renew that hope in him, whatever the circumstances are that you're facing. What you had hoped for, maybe there's something bigger and better for us to understand. And as Jesus continues to walk with you, share your disappointments with him, share your hopes with him, and allow him to direct your paths. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that we can trust you, particularly at this current time of different feelings in our minds. I pray that we will put our hope in you, knowing that you will never let us down. We trust you, Jesus. Thank you for continuing to walk with us. Amen.